If you've ever felt shame because you're not fitting in your clothes, even though you have so many healthy habits and an active lifestyle, then listen on to find how Marissa went from where you are now, being in that cycle of constantly searching for the answer, to actually fitting in her clothes and feeling really good about it and losing 27 pounds with ease and joy. Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how.
What was your relationship with food and your body like before you started working in the Naturally Healthy Club?
It was a wrestling match. Like, on one hand, I would look in the mirror naked and think, like, I really love my body. It's really beautiful, but I'm not fitting in my clothes. And I would just go back and forth. Like, I can do intuitive eating and I can just eat what I want and it's fine, but I'm not fitting in my clothes. And I would try everything. You know, I tried cutting out right before I did this program. I had tried a month of cutting out gluten and dairy and sugar. And yes, I lost weight and then I gained it back and then some. And I mean, I tried everything. So I would say it was a wrestling match of really trying to be peaceful and having a sense that that was possible, but I didn't know how to do it.
Right. So you approach it from like, yeah, I do love myself. However, there was like this, and was your weight like slowly over the years, like slowly creeping?
Actually, that's funny too. I've been a pretty slender person most of my life. So to have so many issues around food, I did grow up in Los Angeles. I remember my mom and I were sitting once at a outdoor mall and she's very thin and absolutely was at war with herself about weight and food. And I said to her, no one would ever pass us. And thank gosh, those two are so obsessed with food and are not at peace. But during the pandemic, I didn't know it until I weighed myself in your program. I thought I gained 5 to 10 pounds. I had gained about 25 pounds, but I'm so tall. I'm 6 feet tall. So it was pretty quick and it was over the pandemic. It was so much more than the weight, right? It was this mental battle that I'd been in since I was a teenager.
Yeah, right. And so like that was really the thing that you wanted to change. Was it just to get that peaceful?
No, I was totally motivated by losing weight and fitting into my clothes. I didn't realize that the mental was really genuinely possible. I was always restricting or not restricting. I always said, like, I felt like I was on the borderline of an eating disorder, but I never had one. What do they call it? Orthorexic or something?
Oh, right. Obsessed with health. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I had a little bit of that. So yeah, no, I'll be honest. I was like, I just want to lose the weight and I'm so excited. I was skeptical, but I'm like, I trust Jules. So let me try this. The mental stuff has been an absolute surprise and joy. I didn't know what I didn't know.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah. So I guess just before we get to the surprise and the fun stuff, like, so what were the biggest concerns that you had? Before you decided to sign up?
I kind of signed up very spontaneously. I had done Joyful Cooking with you. And the miracle of Joyful Cooking, I remember writing you, it was like midnight here, and I was crying because I was in such a battle with my son about cooking and food. I was so desperate. And I signed up for Joyful Cooking. 3 months later, you're a household name. I was cooking some pasta the other day for him with white wine and butter. And he said, gosh, Mom, Jules has taught you so well. And
no, you've learned so well.
Thank you. I was looking at your Instagram and I've told you this. You had this post and you said, see this closet. And you were scanning through your beautiful organized closet. And you said, everything fits. And it was just a spontaneous decision. I'm joining this because my closet is the opposite right now. So my fear, my worry was, you know, that it wouldn't work, that I wouldn't be able to lose the weight. I was very ashamed too. I have to be honest. I was very ashamed that I had to lose weight, which now seems ridiculous. Even 4 or 5 months into the program, I was always very hidden. So I was like, I might not lose. This is kind of shameful. She's asking me to weigh myself. I don't even let the doctor weigh me anymore.
Right.
So I had a lot of worries.
Yeah. So it was, do you think the shame was, this shouldn't be a problem for me. Like, I should be on top of this. And so you were feeling shame because it was a problem.
Yeah. I mean, I think I had, always thought of myself as a slender person for most of my life. I felt like I had lost some cachet with people because I wasn't so slender, and that I'd lost a little of whatever my power was in society.
Right.
Which is interesting. I think, and I couldn't get a grip on it. And then I was, so I'm like, okay, well, this is middle age. And everyone says in middle age, and I'm probably in perimenopause, I'm 48, your body just changes and you gain weight and you just need to accept it. Because I've always exercised. I eat pretty well. Now I see the issues in my eating, but, you know, I wasn't eating salad and vegetables. You know, yeah, I wasn't eating bacon, double cheeseburgers all the time or anything like, I mean, I really ate kind of healthier than most people I know. Now I know what the problem was. Lots of grazing, lots of snacking. So, yeah, I think that shame was just, I'm supposed to be a slender person. I've lost this bit of my identity. And I didn't think, I don't know, you know, also, there's a thing now, I wanted to tell you this. You were like, it's okay that you want to lose weight. There's a thing now about like, it's not okay to want to lose weight. You should just accept yourself. So you were like one of the first people in a long time who was healthy outside of crazy, you know, bikini beach, 20 day, whatever, that said like, it's okay. And you can lose weight and I'm going to help you do it. That was sort of revolutionary.
So giving yourself permission to actually want to lose weight.
Yeah. And I was thinking also, I have a podcast where I interview health experts, intuitive eating coaches, yoga teachers, all kinds of people, how to clear your lymphatic system. I had no idea how to lose weight until I joined this program. That's so interesting.
So the biggest fear was that just it wasn't going to work, that you weren't going to actually.
It wasn't going to work. Yeah, it was going to be the same old thing.
And it was also like probably in the back of your mind, just this idea that, well, you know, I'm getting to this age and it's just like my body's like, this is part of aging. So yeah, it's nothing.
100%. That was the messaging I was getting, that this was the new body I would live in. And it was fine. I mean, look, it was just extra curvy. I could have lived with it. Still beautiful. But it didn't feel like my body. And I was suspicious because my clothes weren't fitting. And I said to a friend once, I have skinny arms and skinny legs no matter what. And I said, look, everything I look at is skinny. But I had to admit to myself, yeah, like a lot of clothes are not fitting.
Yeah, right. Okay, but you decided to like, yeah, it's worth giving it a shot because you, I guess, and you'd had that experience with Joyful Cooking where you had changed your relationship with cooking. So like if Jules can teach me to do that, maybe she can teach me to change my relationship with food as well. Yeah.
I really, really trusted you. And you have this incredible method of going slow and tiny baby steps and repeating the process and not asking us to take on more than we can, you know, chew right away. And I thought, I suspect it's something's going to be similar here. She has such an amazing way of teaching. Yeah. So a lot of just like, if that got healed, if that cooking dynamic in my household is completely healed, okay, let's try this. And you're so not judgmental. You're so gentle.
Yeah, if you're looking for a tough coach, I'm not the boot camp coach, am I?
No. And I would have just shrunk under that.
Yeah.
Because I have so much self-judgment as it is.
What's been your favorite part about doing this work, Marissa?
I had three ties.
Right, three ties.
The community is incredible. I mean, just such encouraging people. It's fun. It's like I have this whole group of people I'm doing this with. Whenever I tried to lose weight before, I was alone in the darkness. And maybe I'd sign up for something and, you know, 100 people were doing it, but we weren't talking to each other. This group is so vulnerable. And so, yeah, that there's this place that we literally can say when we're struggling, when we're winning. So I love that. And the learning, I've learned so much. So that's really precious to me. And I love the weight loss. I feel so good.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can't choose because, you know, they all go together.
But. Yeah, of course. So with the community piece, before we started talking, you shared something with me around that. Like, and so like you had some concerns about being part of the community before you joined, and what helped put you at ease with that?
Yeah. So I have that thing, and I don't think it'll happen anymore because you cured me of this. But when I join something, I always think immediately, I'm just a little different for whatever reason. And you said immediately, you all belong here. So just get rid of that idea that you don't. And I was like, okay, like I'm going to believe you. I have to say, just addressing it, that, and I suspect you addressed it because a lot of people probably feel that way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, I'm a massive introvert, so I often feel like that in groups. And I've over my years of being coached, I've just realized it's just a decision. Like you can just decide to belong. So like, yeah.
I love that. So I'm really happy you addressed it, because usually I'll kind of get into something and I'll love it for a while. And then around week four, I'll kind of be like, oh, but I don't fit in. And I'll still do it, but I'll have a moment where I have to kind of like push myself back into it. I just haven't gone through that drama.
So the community's been like, and having that support, just like not feeling like it.
It's amazing. I just, I love reading other people's wins. I love, like, if someone's struggling, I'm like, oh, it's not just me. I think it just makes such a big difference. I'm curious to ask you, how did you know that community sort of needed to be a part of this, or did that evolve? Or
it just evolved. It did just evolve. But one of the things I think that when I've been coached, like in other groups, I've been always been surprised how helpful it is as humans to be with other people getting coached, and also that it takes a bit of the pressure off when you're part of a group, because often some of the best coaching and the best lessons that I've had in whatever I've been coached on, it's come from actually seeing someone else be coached and seeing someone else struggle and then them come through. And then that's helped me have the belief that, oh yeah, I can do it. So like, that's like why I think like I wanted to include that as an integral part of the Naturally Healthy Club.
Yeah. And I think that we're so much easier on other people. So when someone else is going through it, you're like, oh, why are they being down on themselves? Well, then you can kind of turn that back to you immediately.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It helps us. But yeah, seeing through someone else then softens it and makes it easier to apply to ourselves.
Yeah.
So what's the biggest transformation that you've got, do you think?
I had two thoughts about that. One was becoming conscious. Like I really hadn't slowing down and tasting my food. I had no idea. I knew I was a fast eater. I had no idea that I was barely tasting my food. So one of our first, you know, rules is put your cutlery down. I'm probably the only person in the United States that says cutlery. I'm not going to say it forever.
What do you guys call it?
Utensils.
Utensils, right. Okay. I didn't even know that.
But not me.
You have cutlery.
So I think just absolutely being conscious. And so that opened up so much. Like that was when I was snacking all the time. Like, and now I taste my food. The other thing was weighing myself. I was, like I mentioned before, terrified to weigh myself. I think I even said to you, I'm going to do this whole program, but I'm not going to weigh myself. And now I weigh myself every day. And it's like one of my favorite things. I am the flashlight, you know, the monsters are gone. The cobwebs are gone.
Yeah.
My family knows what I weigh. I'll tell anybody. I don't care. And I know what I weigh. I think part of not succeeding before was I never knew. You said at the beginning, judging by how your clothes fit, it's more nuanced and it takes longer. That's what I would always do. And then I'd kind of give up because that does take a while. And you can't even tell.
Yeah.
Until there's, right, a really dramatic change.
Yeah, that's right.
I have days now where like maybe I feel like, oh, I've gained weight, but I know I haven't because of the scale.
Yeah, like if you're feeling a bit bloated and a bit puffy some days, and so like, yeah, like you can feel like, oh, like, or you catch yourself in the wrong angle, you could be like, but because you know like this where the scale is exactly, then it's like, oh yeah, okay, and you can just get rid of those crazy thoughts and stop that in the bad day. So it's really empowering to.
Yeah, and before I weighed myself, if that happened, I'd be like, oh, it's not working, or I gained it all back. I had no idea. I was not in reality. I mean, there was no. So that has been such a shock. And I love it. And I'll never stop doing it.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, that you could actually not only weigh yourself every day and like but actually enjoy it and actually want to do it. Like, amazing. Hey.
Yeah, it's really funny. My husband gets up a little earlier than me, and I get up, I walk, he's having his coffee, I go pee, and I run past him. He knows I'm going to weigh myself in the bedroom.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's that's been a transformation also, that like it's such self-acceptance too. You know, that number was really high in the beginning and really kind of like, whoa, but it was better to know it.
Yeah.
It was so much better to know it.
Yeah, like that now you have that knowledge, but also that it's like you have agency, you know that you have agency over it too now. Like you have that.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. Yeah. And agency doesn't mean I have to starve myself to go down, which is beautiful. But yeah, I do. I feel like I absolutely can modulate it. I know what's going to make it go up. I know what's going to make it go down. And I don't have to restrict myself to make it go down. You know, you've taught me to listen to my body, listen to my stomach. Don't eat more than my body needs that day. Yeah, right. I think we used to think it's totally out of our control, short of restricting yourself.
Yeah, like so that the like not being able to do it in a way that feels good, where you're getting the best of both worlds.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so good, Marissa. and so, how do you think like the transformations that you've had, like how they impacted other areas of your life?
Well, I think a couple things, like how I'm being received in this group, and I'm really showing up as myself. I'm like an extroverted introvert. I've just been so accepted. I think sort of liked. And I think that's made me feel really confident, and that's one of my skills and gifts. So now I feel more confident to really bring that to the rest of the world and the rest of my life. Like, don't dim that down.
Amazing.
Because people like it. Yeah. And then we've talked a lot about our thoughts, and I had such a hard driving voice. So now I've realized that it's really gentle, small habits that make changes. So I'm changing the way I talk to myself. Like, I used to think to get something done, I had to be so hard on myself and so kind of, you know, now I'm realizing I can be really gentle on myself for sustainable change. That's a pretty big transformation, and I'm taking it into every aspect of my life, whether it's work or relationships or my writing work, whatever it is.
Right. So that internal relationship with yourself has changed as well. It's
it really has.
It's not just you and your body. It's like how you're like being in the world.
Yeah. And then I feel really cute, I gotta tell you. So I feel myself kind of like, I just like, this is the body I was used to having for so long. My clothes fit again. I love fashion. I'm like wearing my clothes and accessorizing and just going out into the world and just feeling so confident and shining and adorable. And you know, nobody's like saying, oh my God, you lost so much weight, which I thought they would.
Well, because it's not really cool to talk about that anymore. Hey, like people, it's like.
Yeah, they worry they're going to insult you.
Yeah, in some ways, like that's a great thing in culture that we're not being so obsessed.
But I do think I could have, if I was comfortable 20 pounds heavier, I could have walked out of the house with the same kind of confidence. It just didn't feel right, I think. And so now I feel more like myself. And oh, it's like I just have so much mojo back.
Amazing. Like you put the magic back.
I got the magic back. It's so, and I really thought, oh, I'm 48. It just goes away. My time in the sun is a little bit over. And now I don't feel that way at all.
Wow.
I didn't think that about people who were, you know, like Trini Woodall. She's what? She's 60.
Yeah.
She's so sexy. I didn't really believe that, but I wasn't experiencing myself in my mojo. So it's nice to have it back.
You've got your mojo back. Wow. Wow. And you've got that, like, so you're aging, like the future must be feeling really bright now, Marissa. Like,
that's very exciting. That's very true. I'm smiling over you. You can't see me, everyone, but I'm smiling.
Yay. She is like shiny. Okay. So what surprised you most about working in the Naturally Healthy Club?
We genuinely did not have to restrict ourselves from what we're eating. There were no bad foods. I said to my brother the other day, I said, ask me what I haven't eaten since I've been in this program. And he said, what? And I said, nothing. There is not one thing I haven't eaten that I've wanted. And I'm talking chocolate croissants, you know, like it surprises me that I really can eat what I want as long as I listen to my tummy and, You know, I made a choice because I think for blood sugar to go lower carb in my diet. And I think for me, that's really important. But I can have a sandwich when I want. You know, I just choose not to do it every day, every meal. So, I mean, you make choices, but I think just surprised me that I really genuinely haven't had to restrict my eating and how sort of simple the whole thing is. Like you said, it's not always easy. It becomes pretty easy though.
Yeah.
I think I'm surprised how easy it was.
Right, right.
It's kind of effortless. For how much of a result you get, it's kind of crazy.
It's a little bit of being intentional, hey, and deciding, okay, am I going to have a sandwich every day or do I want to have it like just once a week? So you are like, there is that thought, conscious thought that goes into it, but then the results that you get are so worth it. Hey.
Huge. And I think in the beginning I said to you, okay, I've decided not to have whatever it was. Am I restricting? And we talked about the difference between restricting and being intentional and learning that was because then I felt, yeah, it took me a while to have confidence. Okay, I'm being intentional. I'm not restricting. I had to really sort of relearn that. And it's so key. So yeah, I think the biggest surprise is like, wow, I've lost 23 pounds and it wasn't very hard. And it was kind of fun.
It was kind of fun. And I got to eat croissants.
Like. Exactly. I said to my husband, I'm like, gosh, I'm so near my goal. What am I going to do with myself? It's been really fun. I think I will join the graduates group because I just enjoy all this community and camaraderie. And
amazing.
You know. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's so good, Marissa. I'm so proud. So who would you recommend Naturally Healthy Club to, Marissa?
I would recommend it. So the obvious answer first is anyone who wants to lose weight. And I don't care if you have to lose 5 pounds or 100 pounds, whatever. I just think it's just such a gift. So anyone who wants to lose weight, join Naturally Healthy Club. Anyone. And then I think anyone who has a difficult relationship with food, like I had, where you're kind of at war with yourself and you're not at peace and you're confused by intuitive eating or restricting. So I think, and I know a very small handful of people that don't have a complicated relationship with food. So, I mean, I wish I could just tell everybody to do it except that small handful of people. Because there are a lot of people who are not overweight, but have a tricky relationship with food.
Well, yeah, exactly. And that used to be me as well. Like it wasn't like I was ever really overweight, but it was just like to maintain that was such a battle. And
yes,
it's actually because I forget how tough that used to be. So like,
yeah, I remember, yeah, or I'd be really thin and then it's like, oh, but what if I lose this?
Yeah, that's right. Like that fear. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's so different about Naturally Healthy Club too. Like I haven't done anything that I'm going to stop doing. So I'm not worried about gaining weight because this is my life now. That's how healthy these habits are. Like I'm not like going to hit my goal weight and then be like, okay, back to grazing and not eating properly. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Right. Right.
So I think that's huge. So yeah, I think really anyone who needs to lose weight, wants to lose weight or wants to change their relationship to food.
What would you say, like, if someone's like where you were, where like you're just worried that it's not going to work for them, what would you say to them?
Oh, I would say put yourself in Jules's hands because these steps are so tiny that anybody can do them and Jules will support you. I mean, really, really. Like, if you can make any effort, you're going to succeed. So that's, I would say, you know, just trust Jules. She's going to take amazing care of you. Really. And I was the tenderest, most vulnerable about weight. I really was. I was so ashamed. I was so nervous. I was just.
And look at you now. That's right. Exactly. Unstoppable. Yeah.
And I think I was so ready because sometimes I see people in the group fight it a little bit. And it takes them a little while to come around. And I was like, if I had joined a year ago, I could see me having to jump that hurdle a little bit of resisting. But I was like, tell me, Jules, I'll do it.
Yeah. Amazing.
So everybody's on their own journey. Like I could tell you to, you know, don't be resistant, but everybody, I feel like even resistant people, they get there. It just sometimes takes a little longer.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. For some people, it takes a little while to come around to that it's safe for them to make these changes and then that it is going to make a difference for them. Yeah. But
exactly.
Oh, so good. Thank you so much, Marissa. I really appreciate you coming and having a chat.
Thank you for having me and thank you for all the gifts.
Oh, my pleasure.
In fact, let me tell you one more thing. Yesterday, my son Shepherd said, Mom, does Jules have a recipe for ice cream? Can you text it to me?
Oh my God, do I have a recipe for ice cream?
Thank you so much, Jules.
My pleasure, Marissa. Thank you.
So if you like Marissa and you want to lose 25 plus pounds with ease and joy so your clothes fit again and so you feel peace around food and your weight and you're not searching constantly for the answer, is it intuitive eating? Is it sugar? Is it snacking? And ending that deprivation cycle, then come and play with me in the Naturally Healthy Club. Yes, I said play. So you don't actually have to do anything radically hard. It's just a matter of making intentional choices and learning to listen to your body. So let me help you be like Marissa. Come and apply for the Naturally Healthy Club. So just go to thestonesoup.com/group or check out the link in the show notes and get your application in. So the last group sold out, so you don't want to miss out. And if you are thinking, oh, look, sounds amazing for Marissa, but I really don't think this could work for me, but you have that desire to change, then really all you need is the desire. Like if you want to be different, that's all you need. Just take that first step and reach out and let me know that you're interested. So you can either put an application in or if you prefer to just to message me and we can set up some time to have a quick chat, then just email me, jules@thestonesoup.com. And I'll put that link in the show notes, that email address in the show notes as well. Okay, I really look forward to hearing from you.